From Washington, here is the news in VOA Special English. The International Monetary Fund says world economic growth will expand more slowly this year. The IMF predicts that global growth will slow to just 3.3% this year. That is down 0.2% from the group's prediction in July. The announcement caused values in many financial markets to drop Tuesday. The world's leading financial officials meet in Tokyo this week. The chief IMF economist says the slow growth of developed nations is hurting the expansion in developing countries. At least 50,000 demonstrators gathered in Athens Tuesday to protest a visit by German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The German leader's five-hour stop in Greece was her first visit since the debt crisis in nations using the euro began several years ago. Germany has paid more than any other nation to rescue Greece from financial failure. Thousands of police were spread throughout Athens to control protesters angry at budget cuts ordered by the European Union. Many protesters were arrested during the demonstration. French riot police fired tear gas Tuesday at hundreds of protesters trying to enter a Paris car show. The incident comes during nationwide protests over job losses. 10% of French workers are unemployed. Thousands of other demonstrators marched in Lyon, while operations on the ports of Le Havre and Marseille were slowed. The protests were organized by a national coalition of labor unions. The number of French without work has reached 3 million for the first time in 13 years. Taliban gunmen in Pakistan have shot and wounded a 14-year-old child activist who became famous for speaking out against the militant group. Malala Yousafzai was shot twice as she climbed onto her school bus Tuesday in Swat Valley. Witnesses said gunmen came to the school and asked for Ms. Yousafzai by name before shooting her. She was shot in the head and neck. The girl was taken to Peshawar for medical treatment. Two other girls were also wounded. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the shooting. Ms. Yousafzai became famous for writing about Taliban crimes against the people of her area of Swat Valley. She wrote under the pen name Gul Makai in a blog published by the BBC. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is ordering early parliamentary elections to be held as soon as possible. Mr. Netanyahu said Tuesday he was being forced to form a new government because the current coalition was not able to agree on a budget for 2013. Elections had been planned for next October, but will now be held in January or February. The Prime Minister said the country must put its national interest above everything else, and that a long political campaign would hurt the economy. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. A court in Azerbaijan has sentenced 22 Azerbaijani citizens to prison for helping Iran in a terror plot against American and Israeli targets in Azerbaijan. The defendants were sentenced Tuesday. The sentences were from 3 to 13 years in prison. Officials accused them of planning attacks in cooperation with Iran's Revolutionary Guards. Targets for the attacks were to include the United States and Israeli embassies. Family members of the convicted tell VOA they will appeal the sentences and take their case to the European Court of Human Rights. The Philippine Supreme Court has suspended a disputed new internet law. Critics said the law harms free speech. Justice Secretary Leila de Lima said the court ordered that the law be temporarily suspended. Her order says it must first be decided if some parts of the law limit civil liberties. The law went into effect last week. It is aimed at identity theft, hacking, and pictures of child sex abuses. Critics are concerned about a part that lets the government close websites and watch online activity without a court order. The Mexican Navy says early tests appear to confirm that the leader of the powerful Zetas drug group, Heriberto Lascano, was killed in a gun battle in northern Mexico. A Navy statement says two reported group members died in a battle with naval forces in Coahuila State on Sunday. But a state prosecutor says gunmen stole Lascano's body from a funeral home. The Navy says fingerprints taken from the body match those of the suspect. Investigators say pictures of the body appear to match Lascano. The Zetas are considered one of Mexico's main drug groups. They are known for their extreme violence. A former university football coach has been sentenced to between 30 and 60 years in prison for sexually abusing young boys. A judge in the eastern state of Pennsylvania announced the sentence on Tuesday. The long sentence means that 68-year-old Jerry Sandusky will likely be in prison for the rest of his life. Prosecutors say Sandusky met many of his accusers through an aid group he started for children. The lawyers said some of the abuse took place at Pennsylvania State University, where Sandusky was an assistant football coach. Sandusky has repeatedly said he is innocent of the charges. The 2012 Nobel Prize in Physics has been given to David Wineland of the United States and Serge Haroche of France. The winners were announced Tuesday in Stockholm, Sweden. The two scientists worked independently. Serge Haroche is with the Collège de France, while David Wineland is currently at the University of Colorado in Boulder. And now briefly, here again is the major news for this hour. The International Monetary Fund says world economic growth will expand more slowly this year. At least 50,000 demonstrators gathered in Athens Tuesday to protest a visit by German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And Taliban gunmen in Pakistan have shot and wounded a 14-year-old child activist who became famous for speaking out against the group. That's the news in VOA Special English from Washington.